VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least six people have been killed in a suicide bomb blast near a checkpost in front of a high school in central Kabul. It's close to a site where a demonstration had just broken up. The Islamic State's Afghan affiliate known as IS Khorasan Province claimed responsibility for the attack. A member of the military was among those killed. At least 20 were wounded. Officials in Farah province say about 30 local policemen and four civilians were killed and several others wounded in a Taliban attack on police outposts in the Khak-e-Afghan district on Sunday night. The Taliban took four policemen with them as hostages. Children and women were among the dead and wounded. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel, and Israel has responded with airstrikes on Gaza a day after deadly clashes on the Israel-Gaza border. Israeli officials say the rocket fire wounded at least seven people, including a 19-year-old who was critically hurt when a mortar shell hit a bus. On the Palestinian side of the border, officials say the Israeli airstrikes killed at least two gunmen. The latest violence comes a day after an Israeli incursion into Gaza led to fighting. Israel said one military officer was killed. Palestinian officials reported seven people killed, including a local Hamas commander. Deadly wildfires raged Monday at several sites in the western U.S. state of California, with authorities saying 31 people have been killed. Another 228 are unaccounted for. In the vast state along the Pacific Ocean, officials said that about 150,000 residents have been displaced. 29 of the deaths occurred in a Northern California fire that destroyed the town of Paradise. That fire is only 25% contained. This is VOA News. The international human rights group Amnesty